In the past 107 restart programs, we understood that the path to reaching Hu or Allah, which is the complete human, is not through mystical classes. Mysticism and Sufism are not transferable. They do not come from books. They are not found in Islamic, Christian, or Jewish seminaries. Why? Because mysticism is not something that can be handed over. So, what is the way? The way is found only in this verse. I was vigilant from the very start, determined to give my heart to no one. But once I beheld your countenance, neither my reason remained nor my wits. Welcome to the 108th Restart Program. The only way for your salvation and mine is toward Hu. Welcome. The grace that has been bestowed upon us after 700 years, we must cherish its value, for thinking is the only way for human salvation, and intellect and thought are the first options of Sufism and mysticism. All the world's scientists throughout history became saviors of humanity only after they understood this subject. The presence of the complete human throughout history is such that, therefore, in every era, a guardian is present, / the trial continues until the day of resurrection. This means the presence of the complete human now in the past, 200, 300, 400 years ago, all the way back, has proven something vital. The complete human is far beyond these scientific matters that you and I understand. The reason is that you can never deceive a scientist, a mathematician, an astronomer, or a sophisticated person, say a university professor from 5,000 years ago. Look, why is a university professor listening to this restart program right now? Someone who used to interpret Rumi has stopped and is listening to this. Why do some classes secretly repeat the contents of restart, whether they use their own name or not doesn't matter? How was this sophisticated person attracted to such a program? Surely there is something in this program that attracted them. When we look at the past, we see that no scientist, no politician, no one with a degree, be it a bachelor's, master's, or PhD, can deceive a man like Rumi. Rumi's intellect, consciousness, and logic were billions of times greater than yours or mine. Trickle Rumi is the hardest task for a human. We look further and see Faiz Kashani. You simply cannot fool him. All the clerics of that era were kissing the feet, not the hands, the feet of Mr. Faiz Kashani. Let's look at others. Sheikh Baha'i, who offered so much immense knowledge to the world, we see he is tricked by this spiritual power. Sa'adi Hafez, they are all tricked. If you just try to write down Hafez's poetry, you won't even understand it. How does such material come out of a person? Throughout history, we see the shepherd is deceived, and the scientist is deceived by the complete human. There is something in this being that makes the professors of the world fall at his feet and weep. This itself is proof of the presence of this being, the complete human of Rumi's time. Suddenly you see Rumi emerge. Further along, Attar emerges, whom the world still doesn't truly know. His books are still forbidden. In terms of human rights, 3 verses from Sa'adi are enough for the world. They still don't understand who Sa'adi is, and Sa'adi is stuck on this man. It is proven that the 7 billion people of the world are ignorant. Take the president of whatever country you live in, take the grocer from your corner, take your mother, take a PhD in physics, a PhD in chemistry, even that Evan prison guard who is torturing people. Tell them all to look up. Ask, what is behind the Milky Way? They will all say, I don't know. Ask, what is behind the moon right now? He says, I don't know. To prove the ignorance of the people of the world in any era, this one sentence is enough. Go tell me what news is back there. He doesn't know. His spirit. This belongs to the power of the divine. No scientist can ever understand the spirit unless they read the books of Sufism. And even then, it is written so craftily that only a Sufi can unpack the layers. Why do you sleep? To recharge. I have been charged for 85 years, and the charger the complete human has placed within me is a charger that charges itself. This is called ascension. We are currently in a shuttle, which is our body, and we have come to Earth. We are in a state of ascension. We are waiting to die so we can understand something, but we are already dead and seeing. We think we are awake, but we are dreaming. Muhammad ibn Abdullah did not go on an ascension. He went back to his place. His ascension was coming here with this body. Self-knowledge starts here. It has nothing to do with chakras. No one can open your chakras except a Sufi, meaning the complete human. If you see something without him, it's just your ego tricking you. The whole connection to the other side is summarized in one line. I was vigilant from the very start, determined to give my heart to no one. But once I beheld your countenance, neither my reason remained nor my wits. Farewell. I died to the mineral state and became a plant. I died to the plant state and reached the animal. I died to the animal state and became Adam. Why then should I fear? When have I ever been diminished by dying? / in the next leap I shall die to the human. / to soar with wings among the angels. / and from the angelic I must also jump from the stream. / everything is perishing except his face. In the book of Ilya, son of Imran, one of the greatest beings in human history, it is explained. This is why all the Gnostics, whenever they hear his name, these friends say, Ali, son of Talib. They tremble. It is because Ilya is that great spirit. The spirit of Ilya reached its peak in the Ali, son of Abi Talib of the Muslims. To Sufism, Jesus is the same as Moses. Ilya ibn Imran is the same as Shu'aib, the same as Barada. There is no difference, only the perspective differs. Sa'di says, O cupbearer, I am already drunk from this longing I possess. He says, Mr. Cupbearer, please don't pour any more. I am drunk. He continues, Measure out the wine for the narrow-minded. For my rivals are drunk on wine, but I am drunk on contemplation. Rivals refers to those who have read books and have literacy. He says, I swear that from the moment I saw you, I was in love. Before my water and clay were formed, your love was in my heart. / I brought it with me from that place. I did not fasten it upon myself. This is what Hafez says too. Before they raised this green ceiling, the sky, my eyes were fixed on the curve of the beloved's eyebrow. How did he know this? He was there. Ego, this is the commander of your material realm. Even if your spirit leaves, the flesh has memory. Who eats? The ego. Who has sex? The ego. Who speaks? The ego. The spirit does not need food. Your body is the car. Vital breath. This is the angelic realm. It is Gabriel. It is the driver of the car. The driver doesn't care if the car is illiterate or arrogant. He uses whatever is useful for the journey. When you die, the vital breath plucks itself away from the structure of the ego. The body ego is buried. That is why when Avicenna meets Abu Sa'id Abul Khair, Abu Sa'id tells him, you are literate. He was clever. He meant, we need to understand what is happening on the other side, and he saves him. Self-knowledge is the way to see the supernatural. Barada and the matrix of self-knowledge. You didn't know Barada. Barada is the one who produces a great Sufi named Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He turns the world upside down. He comes to a country that was in ignorance, where people killed each other and raped women and children in the middle of the desert. A being came and united a system. But you don't know Barada. You think self-knowledge is meditation or knowing your chakras. That's a joke. If you close your eyes long enough, you'll see things. If you stare at your mother for half an hour, you'll see things. If you drink moonshine, you'll see things. That is wine. You see things because of the wine. Even if you take an ecstasy pill, you'll see things. Is that the thing? No. To see it, there must be self-knowledge. Everything that contains time is the material realm. If I had lived 8,000 years, I would have complete faith because I would have seen what Noah and Moses did. But we were created in a specific way. Being created is different from being discovered. Rumi talks about discovery and intuition. We are looking for creation. The story of the man who ate the apple and was tricked by his wife. Discovery is like geology. The creatures existed 2 million years ago, and we found them. Oil existed. It was later discovered. This is different from me making a pencil. That is creation. Were we created or were we discovered? In the material realm, if you want to know yourself, you must divide yourself into three parts. People say the way to know God is the Quran. You ask, what is the Quran? We say, a donkey. And they get upset. A donkey is the Quran. A dog is the best type of Quran. A locust is the best. You are the best. I am the best. Anything you contemplate for 10 minutes becomes the best. It becomes intellect and takes you to the path of God. Take the butterfly. First, it is an egg, then a larva slash worm. It starts eating. Eating, sleeping, anger, and lust. Slash, these are turmoil, ignorance, and darkness. Then it wraps itself in a cocoon and enters a state of vision. What is Sufism? It means it eats nothing more. It becomes ascetic. Then it emerges as a butterfly. But the problem isn't solved. The salvation of the butterfly is to find the candle. It must be attracted to the candle's light. It circles until its wings burn, the same wings given to it by the worm. To see Mars, you need a telescope. This is a tool that scientists today have because of the thoughts, visions, and imaginations of the Sufis. It is very important to know that their imaginations are also involved. Because when they speak of false imagination and good imagination, this is what they mean. The question is simple. The tool you need must be scientific. What does scientific mean? It means something through which you can understand. To understand mysticism. In the path of Sufism toward the moon, you see one side of it. To reach the back of the moon, we must board a shuttle to see the other side. Then it is called mysticism. That is when we have become Gnostic to the knowledge of the moon. How can a human see Gabriel? That is a vital question. Mysticism and Sufism say the way to understand these matters is not in schools or mystical classes, my dear. The way is this. No one became anything on their own. No piece of iron became a sharp dagger. No confectioner became a master until he became an apprentice to a sugar sprinkler. You have only one way. See what path the professors, philosophers, and the wise, meaning these Sufis who surround the complete human, have taken. Their path is the easy recognition and the easy vision of beholding that which is invisible. What are they doing? They say there is an entity in your head called thought. You watch the movie The Matrix. Over the door of the oracle it says, know thyself. What does self-knowledge mean? Doing somersaults in front of a mirror? It means, I pray and perform morning worship. We say, you are in hell. He says, what? I haven't lied, stolen, or betrayed. How am I in hell? The Gnostics say the renegades were exactly like this. No one ever wept during prayer as much as the renegades of early Islam. The oppressors were the same. We can never worship like them, yet they are all in hell. Why? Because, good boy, the grocer never sees the back of the moon. To go toward God, you need this telescope. You don't have it. You are reading from a book. It is all hearsay, and there is no ecstasy or state. Now let me say this just so you can laugh, though it's quite sad. Historically, Sufis use a specific term for idiots. They say, he is literate. This is the greatest insult in history. But because this word became common among people, the word literate was eventually given to the public as a compliment. Literate means darkness. It means blackness. When they say someone is literate, it means they are cloaked in darkness. They are in the weeds, clueless. They say this to the scholars of Sunni and Shia, to priests and popes. He has read books, the science of hadith and jurisprudence. He didn't know that There is no science but the science of love. He just read and read. When he reaches the Gnostic says he is literate, meaning he is in the darkness, in the blackness. He understands nothing. Why? Because mysticism and Sufism are light, not black. Darkness upon light, light upon darkness. You can clearly see the literacy in it.